Michael Connelly has written a string of bestsellers about the mean streets of Los Angeles. The hero of those novels, if you could call him that, is a tough, battered homicide detective named Harry Bosch. We're concluding our series, Crime in the City, with a visit to the author. Michael Connelly now lives in Florida, though he spends a lot of time in L.A., and that's where NPR's Mandalit Del Barco joined him to tour the city of angels as Harry Bosch might see it.
Michael Connelly has no need for the GPS device on the SUV he's driving from Venice Beach to downtown. Though he splits his time between L.A. and Tampa, he knows these streets and freeways well. The windshield is his lens on Los Angeles.
To use a cop term, it's a suitcase city. It's because it's a transient place. People come from all over to be here. And there's a element of agitation. Am I safe? And the car is the safety zone.
One of our stops is a restaurant on Franklin Avenue, Bird's, a favorite spot for L.A. cops. Connelly got to know many of them in the 1980s and 90s as a crime reporter for the L.A. Times.
First day when I'm meeting my editor, I'm going to be on the police beat and all that stuff, and he says, you're now in a city that's a sunny place for shady people. And in that line between the sun and the shade is they're good stories, so go out and get them.
During his day job, Connelly always took mental notes about the location and characters he would fictionalize. 18 novels later, he's still exploring the world of the LAPD. In Hollywood, Connelly joins up with a buddy, Patrol Sergeant Bob McDonald, who appears occasionally in his novels. They take a spin down the famous Sunset Boulevard in a black and white squad car, and as they near the 101 freeway on-ramp, they're flagged down by a frantic man who's just been mugged.
I came up, clocked you. He went down Santa Monica that way.
The victim is an immigrant from Budapest. His face is bloodied. His eyeglasses are busted.
What was he wearing? Do you remember? Well, he did it so quickly, I don't know.
Connelly watches the cops who arrive on the scene to take the man's report and the paramedics who bandage his head.
You know, the take on this crime is $30. And just think of the impact on his life, and both physically, mentally, and then financially.
It's not as grim as the crimes Connelly's main character usually investigates. That would be Detective Hieronymus Bosch, Harry Bosch.
He's an outsider with an insider's job.
Connelly says he based him on Raymond Chandler's character, Philip Marlowe, a 1940s private eye. Harry Bosch is a relentless modern-day homicide detective with the LAPD.
You might not like his tactics. You might not even like his personality. There might be a lot you don't like about him, but you would respect how he worked to the point that if it was your loved one who was on the slab down at the morgue, and the first name that would come to mind in terms of investigator would be Harry Bosch.
Bosch works in the homicide division at the Hollywood station, which has its own sidewalk stars and movie posters in the lobby. Today, Connelly pays a visit and meets the new captain, Thomas Brasha.
I know exactly who you are. I think I've read every novel you've written. Really? Harry Bosch? I'm reading The Overlook right now.
Well, let me ask you a question. Why do you read that stuff? You do this.
Well, because I'm an ex-homicide cop. I'm living vicariously now through Harry Bosch, and that definitely is my passion. That was my love, homicide, you know, being a homicide detective.
Captain Brasha says Connelly's descriptions of the vibrant precinct and seedy neighborhoods, the at times thrilling and tedious police work, are dead on.
The descriptions are accurate. You can tell that Michael's been there and has done his homework.
Connelly gets the same reaction at the Criminal Courts Building downtown. A few floors up from where music producer Phil Spector is being tried, Connelly sits in on a random case. The accused wears an orange prison jumpsuit, writing notes to her lawyer. Connelly leans in to whisper the irony.
The defendant in this case is actually a defense attorney. So it just like happenstance, I'm writing about a defense attorney, and here's one being sent to prison.
When the judge, Judy Champagne, calls for a break, she asks Connelly to step into her chambers.
Life as a very successful mystery writer.
Connelly hand-delivers a manuscript of his current thriller.
Once again, I want Judge Champagne to make a cameo.
Okay. In the
book I'm writing. And
he asks her to be brutally honest if he got the legal terms right, and he makes sure he can again base the fictional judge on her. Champagne seems flattered and impressed.
Michael really, really works hard to get it accurate, which all the judges and the cops and the lawyers who are great fans love about it, because it is real. And the characters, they're flawed. They're just the way we are. I mean, Harry's been my favorite, but he's flawed. And there's sometimes I think, Harry, don't do that. This is going to get you in trouble.
Her late husband, who is a friend of mine, a lot of him is in Harry, so I think maybe that's what you connect to.
Oh, yeah.
The judge and her husband, when she was a prosecutor, he was a cop, and he brought in cases to her to prosecute. So what was the saying? I know I use it in a book.
I hook him and you cook him or something.
Yeah, Roy would say, I hook him, she cooks him.
The maverick, Harry Bosch, and his creator both solve cases while on the road, listening to jazz, and they're contemplative about the city that inspires them.
The randomness of this place, the idea that anything can happen, both good and bad, and it can happen pretty quickly. I mean, there's people that become overnight famous in this place for the good things they've done, maybe the creative things they've done, and oftentimes it's for the horrible things they've done.
Listening to Bosch's theme song, Connolly winds along Mulholland Drive and up to where Harry Bosch's house was red-tagged after an earthquake. From this vantage point high in the Hollywood Hills, Connolly looks out over the canyon to the endless ribbon of red lights on the freeway.
It's a city that's, beautiful and damaged, that has so much that appears to be going for it, but it falls short in so many ways. And it's just like a person, a flawed character.
This is Michael Connolly's Los Angeles, beautiful and damaged, with moments of hidden grace. Mandalit del Barco, NPR News.
Michael Connolly's tour of L.A. continues online. You can explore that city and others in our series about crime writers and their haunts at npr.org. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. Steve's back on Monday. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm John Idstein.